morning, dear listeners. Today we come to another podcast about therapeutic mushrooms, the topic of my book, Healing with Mycotherapy. And today we speak about auricularia, which is a typical mushroom that is used for culinary and therapeutic purposes. And there are two related mushroom species of auricularia. One is Auricularia auricular, the Judas ear, called in English, and then the Auricularia polytrica, which is the cloud ear. They're both used in East Asian cuisine, for example, because they have a crunchy and chewy texture, but also they've been used in China and Europe for throat inflammations and eye irritations. That was the typical use. Nowadays we have both species in East Asia, and actually they occupy the fourth place in the ranking of the most cultivated mushrooms in the world. So very important mushrooms. Scientific studies have shown that this species of Auricularia possesses protective properties for the cardiovascular system, which is attributable to the antioxidant activity of the polyphenols and the polysaccharides, which are the two most pharmacologically active substances in these mushrooms. However, there are slightly infertility side effects which have been reported from using Auricularia polysaccharides. So these species, both of these two species of Auricularia, are not recommendable during pregnancy or when there is a plan to become pregnant. So this is very important to remember. Now for the sort of healthy part, healthy effects of these mushrooms, they reduce levels of total cholesterol, and especially the LDL, the low density, which is the one that is needs to be down, but they also increase the HDL, the one that should be up, the good one. So antioxidant effects, cardioprotective and anti-sclerotic properties. The polysaccharides contained in Auricularia showed anti-inflammatory activities, and that really corresponds to the traditional use in East Asia, which was for the throat, as we have said, throat inflammation and irritations. So main therapeutic application is cardiovascular support, heart, antioxidants activities, and anti-inflammatory activities of these mushrooms. And caution, owing to possible anti-fertility effects, not recommended for pregnant or lactating women or those women planning to conceive. Okay, this is a very short, succinct podcast on Auricularia, and I hope you enjoyed it, and we will meet again in the next podcast. Thank you for listening.